calling Walmart.
Go for it, buddy. You ready? Electronics. Electronics, yeah, you.
Come on, pick up the phone, damn it.
Nothing, huh?
Slacky.
Slackers. Boo. Boo you, fool. Alrighty. Let's do this. Number 107.
Boo to you in your face, Wally Werrell.
Wally Werrell. 107. You ready, ready, ready?
Do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, get yourself together for the
myself, Mr. B, and by my side, Mr. A. How's it going, Mr. A?
What up, what up, what up, son?
What up, good night for podcasting, right?
Yes, sir. It's always a good night for podcasting.
Sir. Tonight, ROTPOD is bringing episode 107, son.
107.
We're doing it. We're doing it big. Doing it big. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hip, hip.
Hooray.
Hip, hip.
Hooray! Hooray!
Yeah, son.
That's right, son. That's right.
Yeah, son.
It's ABQ. You know how we do it.
In 505.
505. Yup, yup. And, yeah, the weather's been pretty good, huh?
Weather's been awesome. It's not too hot. It's not too cold.
It's just right.
Yep. Perfect. Perfecto, eh? Perfecto.
Weather in Albuquerque.
Nope. She's on. I'm going to take a break. So, yeah, it's my night off.
It's 41 degrees and clear in Albuquerque.
She's a psych.
Psych.
Suckers in your face.
She was drinking water first.
She was licking her lips.
She goes, 41 degrees in Albuquerque. Weather in California.
It's 61 degrees and clear in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, LA, 61. Man, that's almost like summertime, huh?
Yep. Weather in Egypt.
Weather in Egypt.
It's 54 degrees with fog in Cairo.
Cairo, Egypt, son.
Cairo, eh? 50 degrees with slight fog, is it?
Yeah, fog. The wind is 4 miles per hour. Humidity is 100%. And precipitation is 1%.
Nice.
Tomorrow in Cairo, Egypt, a high of 67 degrees.
Oh.
OMG. And then on Monday is, or actually Tuesday, is going to be 79 degrees in Cairo.
Cairo, eh? Have you ever been or would want to go to Cairo?
Cairo? I don't know what's in Cairo.
It's a bunch of flat desert sand.
What's in Cairo, Egypt?
It's going to give you a bunch of websites.
It's 54 degrees with fog in Cairo.
That's what's in Cairo, eh?
No, lady. I don't know. I don't know what's in Egypt.
She's all, there's too much to answer. I'll just give you the weather again.
Egypt is a big place.
So I don't want to go into that right now. That's my bedtime.
Just Google it. Just type it in. Don't be lazy.
She's all, ask Siri.
Ask Siri. Oh, I'm on break.
Oh.
Tuesday night.
Cortana was filling in for me.
Yeah. Tuesday night is ladies' night, and I'm out.
Ah!
Oh! Cool. Yep. As you know, Rock Pod, tech, news, gaming, updates, pop culture, everything, we give it to you. Give it to you like Mr. A does it, right?
Yep. Give it up to you, B.
Oh! Give it big. Yep. You can give it big like Louis C.K., the comedian.
Comedian.
You can download his new special right now for $5.
Oh, streams now? Like off the Google Play or what?
Off of Google Play. Yeah. Some places that stream movies. You can just download his new comedy show. He's not going through the theaters, not going to DVDs. And just like his last show, he did the same thing. He sold his show for $5 to download it.
I never heard of the guy though.
Yeah. I have a minute of his joke. Do you want to listen to it real quick?
Do it.
That's what we sound like now. Just the whole country, we're like fat eighth graders, all of us. Just no fear. You ever listen to people? When I was in England, I went into this cafe full of Afghani people, and they just had crackly energy to their language. I don't know what they were saying, but it was like, there's energy. We don't have that anymore. You ever listen to people? You ever listen to what people really sound like? The other day I was in some whatever coffee place. I don't know, you can only be in six places, whichever one I was in. And I'm listening to just fat white people talk to each other. These two fat white guys behind me, one was like, and his friend's like, I know, I told you that. He's president of the Obama.
There's Louis C.K. for you.
All these comedians should go hang out at the reservation for a couple weeks and make fun of them as far as their accent goes. See if they can do it.
They should, huh? Just listen to the way they're talking and then make fun of them on a comedy show, huh?
Yep, like inside the reservation.
Bam, yep. That'd be cool, man.
Hey, come on down here and crack some jokes on some of us natives over here.
Do it big.
Do it up. Do it big like this guy car crashes into entrance of San Chase Apartments on Montgomery. What a loser.
What a loser. Wait for it. Wait for it.
Yes, sir. An accident with injuries has shut down westbound Montgomery west of Morningside Street after a car crashes into the concrete sign for the San Chase Apartments. Justin Beltrant lives across the street and said he saw the car turn onto Montgomery from Morningside, run over the median, and jump the curb before eventually crashes into the pole and the concrete sign. He saw two people leave the car and at least one was taken away in the ambulance, he added. Due to severity of injuries of one of the people involved, police had called out motor units and to take a look around, said Officer Tanner Tixer, spokesman for APD.
Son.
What's mad for you, man?
Man, he jumped the curb, huh?
Yup, just hopped it and skipped and like, oh, kabloom, right into the sea.
Then this is what he said when you jumped. No!
And on the side, his passengers all.
And then when they land, and they're just sitting there in the quiet.
Grandma's gonna spank you now.
Or when he was jumping, when he was jumping people in the side were.
Yeah. Go!
And then when he didn't land right, but he landed in the apartment.
Now that we get to joke about it, I like.
Yeah. All right, Mr. What was his name?
Mr. Justin Beltran.
Shout out to Justin for making that jump.
Yeah, Mr. Beltran.
And shout out to Melissa McCarthy, Kristen Wiig, Leslie Jones, and Kate McKinnon. Because these four ladies are the new cast members for the all-female Ghostbuster movie reboot.
What?
coming out and it's releasing in 2016, son.
Oh, awesome.
Yep. So, yeah, as of today, Tuesday, January 27th, they signed the four ladies. Ghostbusters all-female reboot.
All the ladies and women around like, yeah, girl power.
And then the lady, Melissa McCarthy, everybody knows her, huh?
Yep.
Tammy. District 12. Shout out to Tammy.
Yo, Tammy.
I know who we could get a shout out to. Mr. Governor Martinez, who donates $10,000 to Greenwood's Pink Pack.
Yep.
Governor Susana Martinez on Monday is the Capitol Rotunda in Santa Fe presents New Mexico men's basketball coach Craig Neal with a check for $10,000 to senior Hugh Greenwood's Pink Pack for cancer fundraising and awareness. The money is from unused privately collected inaugural funds. Inaugural, that's what it was. And here's what she said.
I am donating $10,000 for my inaugural community to the Pink Pack. Because the only way we find a cure for cancer is by joining together. Pooling our resources and focusing on the life-saving missions that everyone can fight back against cancer.
Oh, wait, she's a Latino. I can't. What's the matter for you, man? Messing up. Oh, wow, it was good enough. Good impression. Nah. Anyways, leave her out of it now, man. Okay, fine. Here's one more thing she said.
I'm so proud for Hugh for standing beside his mother and taking the high road during the UNLV game for having the courage to fight against cancer for his own family. And that is why I am standing by Hugh today.
Oh man.
Shout out to the governor.
The Hugh Billy Martinez. She's not Hugh Billy, y'all.
crazy. Oh, it's good. All right, I got a meme. Ready? Let it out, buddy. Let it out. Don't keep it in.
All right. Hello?
Yeah.
Almost passed out. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Daddy needed some water.
Shout out.
Okay. What's your meme?
The meme is, hey, dude, when I said curls might help, that's not what I meant. And he's pointing at the guy and he has curls in his hair.
Here's one. There's an, I think he's Asian, Japanese, or we'll just say Oriental. And he's holding out a floppy disk. And he says, with this technology, we will bring the United States to its knees. There's lots of powers. I notice you fast forward your DVR up to 5 arrow speed. I, too, like to live dangerously.
Austin Powers.
Okay, here's Keanu Reeves. What if the princess wants to be with Bowser, but Mario keeps kidnapping her?
Oh. That's a good one right there, buddy.
Yep. Last one. Here's a guy. Someone snapped his photo, and he's like all surprised, trying to hide his picture, saying, no. And the meme says, types in search window. Grandfather clock on Google, but forget to add in the L.
Grandfather, oh! Grandfather. Sickle.
Oh, or did he?
Oh, hey.
He said, hey, no! I was gonna put clock.
Yeah. He wanted to act surprised, huh? Yep, yep. All right, here's a picture and a sign. You know, like those lit up signs like you see on the road to a store, to like a restaurant.
Oh yeah.
It says, "It's so cold, I saw a gangster pulling up his pants." Ooh.
Oh.
One more.
There's a blonde, a redhead, and a brunette. They were all trapped on an island, and the nearest shore was 50 miles away. The redhead swam, trying to make it to the other shore. She only swam 15 miles, drowned, and died. The brunette swam 24 miles, drowned, and died. And the blonde swam 25 miles, got tired, and swam back.
Crazy. Could have went 50 miles, huh?
Yup. Yo, mama's so ugly, she made One Direction go another direction.
Oh, One Direction, boo you.
Hey, speaking of Mario, don't be a racist. Be like Mario. He's an Italian plumber who was made by Japanese, speaks English, looks like a Mexican, jumps like a black man, and grabs coins like a Jew.
Oh! That was a good one, man. Good one. Good old Mario. Here's a picture of a minion, and he says, "When I see a girl with a lot of makeup, I want to use my finger and right wash me on her face." Booyah! That's how they sound, huh?
Says, yep.
And real quick, Derek, our boy Derek, we're helping him out. So if you want some barbecue for the Super Bowl or something, just give him a call and he'll give you 20% off of anything, any barbecue that he's getting, right?
Yeah.
Briskets, Derek. Turkey legs, ribs, beef, elk, deer. Mm-hmm. He's got it all. He's got it all.
Does he got money?
He wants to get mutton.
Because I could do a shout out for my girlfriend. She loves mutton.
Shout out.
Yeah.
Shout out. We need a sound effect for shout outs.
Shout out.
No, that's a good one right there. Shout out. Yeah, if he has mine, he'll do mine. But for the time being, any kind of barbecue, just call him up, 261-1265, and ask him about special orders, and he'll work with you. 20% off, it's pretty good. It's better than local barbecue places. Better prices, good food.
It's always better
when it's
sunnier.
cool. Yeah, and I guess real quick, lately I've been playing Destiny for the PS4. Man, I've been getting to that game and just leveling up and just getting more guns, more armor, and just leveling up and just sniping people. My best weapon in that game is a sniper.
Damn, straight up killer.
Straight up killer. And sometimes I broadcast on Twitch every other night. Uh-huh. Just for fun, just to see who watches.
Man, I wanna watch. I don't know what's up with my Twitch.
Twitch it up.
It done twitched out.
It twitched out. Yeah. So yeah, lately just playing Destiny, and I recently got a Sonic for the 3DS, so I'm gonna give that a try. And I still been wanting to get into Android games, but I downloaded a pinball game for my Android phone.
Uh huh.
But I haven't been able to try yet, so I'll probably hopefully try and give that a try.
The Android games I've been playing was only one, because that's only amount of space I can handle on my phone, just one game.
One game.
Is Charm King.
Uh-huh.
It's like Candy Crush, but just a different version.
Oh, okay. Charm King.
Like Bejeweled or all those other games like that. It's just a different version. It's the own version.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah. Other than that, it's pretty much the only phone. Only game I get to play on my phone, because my phone space sucks.
Yep.
Sucks.
Know how you feel, man. Know how you feel. And this is a little bit techie, right? Technical for some people out there, if you understand me. But I had that problem where I didn't have any much room for my apps. It went to that point where I couldn't even update my apps. When I try and update it, it just kept saying like, "There's insufficient space on your storage."
Man, there's a lot of space on my phone. Give me that warning sign.
So since my phone is rooted, which means you get to change certain restrictions on your phone. My phone is rooted, so I got to use part part of my SD card to load my apps on. I know.
Oh, nice. I used to be able to do that on my old phone, my old Samsung Stratosphere phone.
Yeah.
But this new Virgin Mobile LG phone sucks. I can't even transfer all the apps to over to my SD card.
Oh, okay.
I even tried hooking it up to a PC and like finding the game app or whatever and transfer it over.
Yeah.
I do that, but like only the saved memory, the saved part portion of it transfers over, but the actual app and the memory space that holds the app to run the app doesn't transfer over, so it stays all on the phone.
Yeah. See, that one's the difference with what I'm doing. Everything, the app, the information, everything, it transfers to the SD card.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's how my Stratosphere phone was. I love that phone, Verizon, but I missed that.
Yeah, so now I have a lot of space now to download apps and stuff.
So?
So your phone. Yep. And one thing that I've been trying to catch up on is Gotham.
Ooh.
Gotham, the TV show. I've been probably maybe like three episodes behind now, so... And that penguin guy, the penguin character in the movie, in the TV show, man, he's crazy, man. He's nobody can trust him, or it seems like somebody, one side of the gang can trust him, but he ends up snitching on them and turns his back on them, and it's pretty good, Gotham.
Oh, nice. I haven't even started yet. How many episodes into the series is it?
I haven't counted, but maybe I think, I'm just trying to picture it. I think maybe there could be like 13, I think.
And that's just the first season itself?
That's just the first season, yeah. It kind of does what other TV shows does. It kind of goes half season, then it starts again.
Oh, okay. So it's all for the one first season?
Yeah, it's still in the first season, yeah. And then the second half started maybe like this Monday. I think it started this Monday. But I'm still like three episodes behind, so which ended the first half ended like in December.
Oh, okay. Have you, do you record those ones too, or no?
Yeah, those ones I record too. So, yeah, if you want, I could hit you up.
Brother up.
Yes, sir. So, yeah, I can, yeah, I have those ones. What else do I have? I have, if I remember, I'll tell you. Sounds good. Yep. And back to the story, back to Rock Pod. You ready?
Rock Pod, yes, sir.
Rock Pod. For the next one, someone dressed up as a Yeti and is stalking the snow-covered streets of Boston. I guess a snowstorm hit Boston.
Uh-huh.
So this guy, he just basically dressed up as a Yeti in a costume, and he started taking pictures. I guess he was with somebody else, but so when he's walking the streets, somebody would take a picture of him walking the streets, and he's just been putting it on Twitter.
Bigfoot's in.
You know, and then I guess it even hit ABC News too.
Oh man, what did they say on there? Like just a bunch of pranksters doing some pictures, or
they said they I guess they were trying to get the true identity of a true identity of the guy.
Oh
yeah, I guess they knew it was like a prank, but they just wanted to get him on the news, and they wanted to see they wanted to have him on as a guest, but. I guess he didn't go for it.
He's like, nah, can't be exposed like that.
Can't be exposed. The Yeti doesn't give up.
Like this guy, Mr. Michael De Herrera.
De Herrera.
Herrera. De Herrera. I don't know. The second CYFD escape P was captured again. This guy who recently escaped from the Camino Nueva Youth Facility was captured at a family member's home in the northwest Albuquerque about 2:30 today. With assistance from the Bernalillo County Sheriff's Department and State Correction Department, state police investigators, agent apprehended Mr. De Herrera on an outstanding warrant for his escape from a juvenile detention facility. He's only 18, and Nicholas Davis, who was 17, escaped last Thursday from a community service project near the interstate of 4th Street and Delamar.
Uh-huh.
Avenue and Southwest. So, this guy who apparently escaped twice was captured again.
He was captured. Shout out to the APD.
Hey, you can't give him a shout out. They let him escape twice.
Oh.
Bunch of losers.
Loser. And then when they escape twice, everybody knows that you don't go back to your family member's house or your house, right?
Nah, yep.
So for him going back to his family's residence or his family's place?
The first place they check, yo.
That's the first place, yep.
What's the matter for you? Crazy?
You crazy fool. Don't be crazy like Apple, because Apple Watch is going to be shipping in April, son.
Oh, snap.
Yep, this is Apple Watch. It's going to be shipping in April, and they just revealed it today, this Tuesday. So, yeah, they just made an announcement. Apple Watch Tuesday, the lowest end of the watch is going to cost $349. That's just for the watch, too.
Oh, that's just as much as a pretty much a new phone if you don't want to buy it. Or just have it it unblocked or something, buy it from the company and you can choose anything.
Yeah, so the $349 one is the basic version and then it goes up from there.
Nice.
Bam. Nah. So, yeah. I guess, what's it say? Apple Watch offered in two sizes and three collections. Apple Watch, Apple Watch Sport, and Apple Watch Edition. So I guess just like different types of Apple Watches.
Do you know if they have colors with it?
Probably it says bands. You can change the bands.
Oh, like just like a regular watch?
Yeah.
Like you could put on a Rolex band?
Oh, snap. Yes, sir.
Oh, time to get all pumped up and fired up for the Apple Watch and brew it up at the Bernalillo Brew Fest, which is to reflect one.
Whoop, whoop. Shout out.
Yeah. New Mexico craft beers will replace the New Mexico wines this Labor Day weekend.
I like it a lot.
Yeah. Oh, wait, so you're saying there's no more wine festival? It's going to be replaced with beers?
Beers, yes, sir.
Oh, snap, son. That sounds good.
Yup. Now all the guys are going to be showing up and the women's are like,
eh. Yeah.
The guys are like, you want to go to the wine festival? Eh. Sure. Now it's going to be the other way around. You want to go to the beer festival? Eh. You can go. Like, okay.
Peace.
Do you want to go to the beer festival, my friend?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how you sound coming back from the beer festival.
I thought all you said was, yeah.
I like it. I like it a lot.
So when is that taking place again?
This coming Labor Day weekend, the town of Bernalillo has announced that the Great Southwest Brew Fest at Bernalillo will take the place of the New Mexico Wine Festival at Bernalillo, which was held over the Labor Day weekend for the past 27 years. The town decided to end the wine festival due to changes in the market. The Great Southwest Brew Festival at Bernalillo will be held on September 5th and September 6th. At Loreto Park in Bernalillo, this event will feature 25 New Mexican craft breweries and a dozen of craft breweries from throughout the Southwest, according to an event news release. It also will promote local food trucks and New Mexico agricultural product producers.
Ba-boom! I like it a lot.
Yeah!
Yeah, sounds good, man. It's good. Beer festival.
Yup.
And since that's in September, on July 31st, you could watch the new Mission Impossible 5, son.
Another one? Is it going to be Tom Cruise?
Yeah, Tom Cruise.
Doesn't give up. He doesn't age.
Tom Cruise, he doesn't age, huh?
Yeah, this guy, man, kicking and dodging and diving and running for his life.
Climbing rocks and buildings.
Maybe.
Yep. So, yeah, this Mission MI5 is coming out July 31st. They were going to come out with it on Christmas Day, but they want to release it before some other movie releases, such as the next James Bond, which is coming out on November 6th, and the new Star Wars, which is coming out December 18th. So, like I said, they were going to release it during Christmas, close to Christmas, but they want to beat these other two pretty good movies before they release, so they could, you know, like, they're always thinking about money, make some money before they want to be the only ones during that time to make some money.
Money, 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 money.
Yep. So, yeah. And I guess, here's a couple of his last movies was Jack Reacher and Edge of Tomorrow.
Yep, The Edge of Tomorrow was pretty good. I thought it was a pretty good movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie. Recommend it, Redbox.
Yeah.
Well, Tom Cruise should strap on a bulletproof vest and help out these SWAT people in a situation on Ranchitos, Northeast.
Ranchitos.
Yep, a SWAT situation has shut down the 6,000 block of Ranchitos, Northeast, while police tried to arrest the subject with multiple felonies, according to the APD spokeswoman. Police have surrounded the house and asking the person to come out with hands up. Stephanie Nicholson lives next door to the house where the subject is barricaded and said the residents make him nervous for himself and his family.
Ooh.
There's been traffic in and out, and someone got stabbed there months ago, Nicholas said. I don't ever associate. There's always people ride bikes up there and show up there all the time.
All the time.
Residents are asked to avoid the scene. Police have blocked off the Ranchitos between Louisiana and Luana, and Leon and north of Pino. This is a developing story, and more information will be added as it becomes more available.
Shout out to Ranchitos.
Man, Tom Cruise, just come over here and handle the situation.
That's right, man. Put on your shades.
Do it up.
And those chests, remember how his chest always popping out in front?
Yeah.
Just have him come out to Ranchitos. Stand in the middle of Ranchitos. Ranchitos. Well, when you go to Ranchitos, you could wear one of these top fitness bands. I'll give the top three fitness bands. Ready?
Yeah.
Or some people call it fitness bands. Some people call it fitness watches. Some people call it activity trackers, fitness trackers. You can call it whatever you want. It's just one of those thingies you wear around your wrist that keeps track of your calories and steps, right?
Yep.
All right. So number one, Jawbone Up 24.
And Jawbone it up.
Jawbone it up. That's what she said. Oh.
Oh. And, the Jawbone.
Man, you should name what is it called? Where people go to lift weights and.
A gym?
A gym. Yeah, gym. See, man, what you make me do? They should name it gym. Jawbone Up 24. So this, one of the good things about this Jawbone Up 24 is it's weightless. It says it weighs just 20 grams, and when it's on your wrist, it feels light.
Damn.
So does it feel real heavy? Just does it grasp your wrist hard? It's just lightly on your wrist.
That's what she said.
Oh. Yep, and it does sleep. Keeps track of your sleep and just Yeah, if you run, walk, the basic stuff for fitness, running, miles, calories.
Is it like the download an app to keep track of all of that stuff, or do you just like Bluetooth it to your phone or something?
Yeah, all of them. Excuse me.
Your excuse.
All of them use an app. You have to use the app for all of them.
Oh yeah.
So when you're finished with the band, then you just beam it over to your phone or your computer.
Beam it up,
yep. So, yeah, you just download the app, then when you're finished with it, it just tells you how much you walk, ran, calories burn, all that stuff, heart rate. And another second one is a Fitbit Charge. And cool. This one, I guess the newest one is called a Fitbit Force. The first one that was released, the Fitbit Charge, No, sorry about that. The Fitbit Charge is the second one. The Fitbit Force was the first one. And one of the major changes they made on this was the first one was recalled because it was causing a skin irritation. So,
bunch of weak people skinned.
Yep, so this next one, they fixed that so it doesn't do anything like that. And it says this is one of the best step and burn calorie counters that you can wear. I guess it's more, it's accurate. It's really, really accurate.
Nice.
I guess they could say it is the best, like it's accurate.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know how accurate you can be or how accurate you want when basically all of them just tells you how many miles you went, ran, walk, whatever, and how many calories you burned. So I don't know if you want to be super accurate to where you like, I burned 231.5 calories, you know, something like that.
I need those points in there.
I need those points. Yeah, somebody that needs those accurate points, maybe you would want to use this because it says this is the best and most accurate. Like, something to think about.
You only burn 29.9. You didn't burn a full 30.
Oh.
Ah, sucker.
Well, look, I was wearing this other watch and it said 30. It rounded up for me.
Come on, man. Just give me that 0.1.
Come on.
Don't worry about it. I did my goal, all right? I reached 30.
I reached my goal. Yeah. And the third best one, that is the Nike Fuel Band.
Nike.
And this one is pretty cool, I think, just because it was made in 2013. And
it's by Nike.
And it's by Nike, and it's still one of the best.
Yeah.
If it's made back in 2013 and it's still one of the top three, I think that's pretty good.
That should be number one.
That should be number one, yep. And this one is just, it's not real light as the first one, but it has a hard plastic band.
I think I would still go with the Nike, no matter what it looked like.
Yeah, and this one says it's a little bit stiff just because of the plastic.
What she said.
Oh! Yo. And LED display. It's easy to read the digital clock and whatever you want to display on your little watch, either your goals or your calories or your miles or whatever you want to see on your little LED display.
Oh, nice.
Yep. So, yeah, those are the top three. Number three, Nike. Number two, Fitbit. And number one, Jawbone.
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 Oh, there's something in the air. Cell phone towers are now being built to blend into the surroundings.
Like a palm tree?
Nah. Like regular, looking like a regular building instead of just a little tower.
Oh, like buildings now?
Yeah, because if you are wondering what's being built next to the Rio Grande Presbyterian Church on Coors Northwest,
mm-hmm.
between the Interstate 40 and Central,
mm-hmm.
it's a cell phone communication tower, but it won't look like one when it's done.
Are you serious?
Yup. Colin engineers, generator service workers are constructing the towers of Verizon Wireless adjacent to the church at 600 Coors Northwest. When it's complete, the communication components, such as the antennas at the top, will be hidden by a structure that looks like a church steeple. Steeple. It will be made to match the exterior of the existing church.
Shout out.
Yeah. They're now making things to look like they're not even there.
They're making things to not look like things?
Yep. Oh, things, snap. Things that won't be looking like things anymore.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yep. Something that's coming, though, that you might be able to you won't see, but you will see on the screen of your computer, is the super fast internet of Google Fiber.
Google
is expanding to 4 more U.S. cities. So the 1 gigabit broadband network is going to Atlanta, Nashville, Raleigh, North Carolina, and Charlotte, North Carolina.
Charlotte. When is it going to reach Albuquerque?
That's what I'm saying, son.
Come on.
I think the closest ones to Albuquerque are either Austin or Provo, Utah.
Oh, yeah.
So those are the two closest ones to Albuquerque. And I don't know when they're going to...
You should ask Google right now. how far is Austin, Texas? And then compare it to how far is Utah, the one in Utah?
Oh, okay. Miles. How many miles from Austin, Texas to Albuquerque, New Mexico?
Or she's still loading. She's, hold on, let me calculate it.
She's counting her fingers.
Let me add it.
hasn't said anything, but from Albuquerque to Austin, it's 693.4 miles.
693.4?
693.4 miles, yep.
693, we'll just say that, no points. Keep okay. That precision to a minimum.
How many miles from Albuquerque to Provo, Utah?
Nothing again, she's still counting?
Nothing again, but this one comes up with 553 miles.
Oh, there you have it. Utah's closer.
So Utah's closer, yep. So yeah, but basically what you said, bring it to ABQ.
Yeah. Also, here's something else we will no longer be seeing considerable. The Metro Beats raising downtown jail to be considered. It looks like the end is near for Bernalillo County's old downtown jail. The county administrator is seeking approval to demolish the two-tower structure and use the land for parking lot, at least for now. The demolish is expected to cost a little less than $3.5 million. Renovation to make it fit for inmates again would cost about $26 million, or about the same as it would cost to construct a new unit at the West Side Jail, according to architecture hired by the county. Fixing it up for some others would cost about $29 million. So overall, the older tower was built in the 1978, and the other one was 1984. The decision goes before the county commissioners earlier today, but still no definite answer as to what's going to happen.
Definite answer. Soon.
Just talking about millions of dollars is... got me fiberglass.
Yep.
I don't mean that's just crazy. Just tear down.
Alrighty.
Peace already.
And we got a few questions from a listener. You ready?
Do it up. What the listener got to say?
Question one: do you think Drake is the type of dude to put the blunt in your mouth when he passes it?
That's what she said.
No. What do you think? What do you think?
I think he would.
You think he would just put it in your mouth instead of giving it to your hands?
Put it in
your
mouth. Put it in.
Maybe.
Yeah, he got that look in his eye like, I don't care what you think. Here, put this in your mouth.
Yeah, that's right.
Ugh.
I agree with you.
You know where that have been all this night?
And another one. Does Drake wet his toothbrush before he puts toothpaste on?
Nope, he likes it dry.
He likes it dry.
He likes it dry. This is
all from the same dude. Is Drake the type of dude to fart in a toilet and flush it? What do you think,
yes,
Mr.
So.
Yes.
Oh my god, I need to fart.
Yep. He's the type of the one that used to hide it. He used to hide it, right?
Yep, he was too shy. He had to go away.
Too shy. Yep, that's the word. Shy. And does Drake say snitches get stitches?
No, he's not tough enough for that.
He's not tough enough. maybe his friend or his bodyguard. Huh?
Yep, Lil Wayne has to come out and say it for him.
Lil Wayne, snitches get stitches.
If he's still too shy to let his fart out in public, then yeah, he's definitely not tough enough to say that.
Oh, yep, that's right, buddy, that's right.
Ooh, that's all I gotta say about that.
And another one is Drake the type of dude that picks Peach while playing Mario Kart?
Peach.
Maybe when he's playing by himself, he picks Peach, right?
Yep. He's like, ooh, I'll just be Peach today.
I'll be Peach today. Then when somebody walks in, he turns it off real quick.
He's like, oh no, I was taking over from my little sister.
I was taking
Shoot, she's not even here. Oh, well, she saved it, and I was just playing the remain.
That's why she paused it. She paused it.
I didn't know she was playing. I just decided to finish the race. It was almost over anyway. What a loser.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yup.
You think Drake waves goodbye to his homeboys when he drops them off?
Yup. He waves like the little rascals.
The little rascals.
He's all, yo, Wheezy.
Yo, Wheezy.
Rascals.
He tells
he's just a little wasco.
He tells him to jump off the truck when he's driving. Duck and roll, duck and roll.
Yep.
Just bam. Like
ba-bam.
Yep, yep. And here's something that I don't want to share. Usually we play like the top three songs, but here's if you think of one to recommend, just let me know real quick, Mr. A. But this one I want to recommend to some people. This is from Common. I'm just going to play a little bit of it, but from Common, it's called The Light. Ready?
Yup.
The beat's pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I never knew a la, 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 a la like this. Gotta be something for me to write this. Queen, I ain't seen you in a minute. Wrote this letter and finally decide to send it. Signed, sealed, delivered for us to grow together. Love has no limit, let's spin a slow forever. I know your heart is weathered by what Stutz did to you. I ain't gon' sod 'em cause I probably did it too. Because of you feelings I handle with care. Some niggas recognize your life but they can't handle the glare. You know I ain't the type to walk around with matching shirts. A relationship is effort, I will match your work. I wanna be the one to make you happiest and hurt you the most. They say the end is near, it's important that we close to the most high. Regardless of what happened, on him let's rely.
There are times when you need someone.
Yeah.
How does that sound, buddy?
Sounds pretty good.
I think I like it a lot.
I like it a lot. Cool, cool. Do you have any recommendations?
Tired of Running from Snoop Lion.
Tired of Running. I just felt like running.
Mama said they'd take me anywhere.
I'm sitting on my porch watching the law as they ride past and they patrol cars. So tell me why I feel like the enemy. They supposed to be here protecting me. I might have went too far, helping to contribute to making their job hard. Serving fiends like these people ain't no kin to me. I can't believe I'm out here killing my community. If you know how far I came, where I am and where I used to be. I don't want it, you can tell by the look at me. This gangster life ain't no longer in me. And I'm tired of running, tired of running, tired of running, running from the law. Baby, you gotta believe me.
Pretty good, pretty good.
Yup.
Yep, yeah, so the first one was Common, The Light, and second one, Snoop Lion, Tired of Running.
Yes, sir.
That's pretty good. Pretty good. Cool, my brother. 107 in the books.
107.
Yes, sir. Ooh. And, yeah, it's fun doing this. We like doing this. Keep on rolling them out. Right, Mr. A?
Like a lot.
And hopefully next episode we'll get some more questions and feedback from the listeners. That'd be pretty cool.
Yep, yep. Tell me how I did. If I suck, just let me know.
Yep, yep. So, yep, yep. Any last stories or any info from you, Mr. A?
Any infos? I got a joke. You want to hear a joke?
Do it.
The teacher and Johnny. The teacher says, if I give you two cats and another two cats and another two, how many would you have? Johnny said, 7. No. Listen carefully. If I give you two cats and I give you another two cats and I give you another two, how many would you have? 7. Let me put it to you differently. If I give you two apples and another two apples and another two, how many would you have? 6. Okay, good. Now, if I give you two cats and I give you another two cats and another two, how many would you have? 7. Damn it, Johnny, where the heck are you getting 7 from? Because I already have a... I already got a freaky cat.
Oh!
Oh! Ba-bam! Yeah!
That's a pretty good one. Yeah. I was waiting for the last one, last punchline, too.
Oh, sorry. I didn't make it clear enough, I guess.
No. I was when you were telling, I was like, come on, what is it? And so it's good, man. It's a good one. It deserves another one. Booyah! And it deserves one of these.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. 107, brother.
107.
Got more stories, more jokes, but we'll save it for 108, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. All right, Mr. A.
What up?
Skittles or Starburst?
Starburst.
Mr. Yeah. A.
Sup.
And last words for the Rock Pod. This is Rock Pod Land.
I am who I am today because of the choices I made yesterday. But you can't live life positive with a negative mind. But always remind yourself that it's not okay, or it is okay, to be perfect. So don't judge me for my path if you haven't walked my journey. And always remember, only you can change your life, and no one can do it but yourself.